Today we're going to talk about the concept of mantra. Mantra. Mantra is a Sanskrit word, and Sanskrit is an ancient language like Greek, like Latin. And the beauty of mantra is we've worked it into our English lexicon. It's part of our social fabric, I've heard. Barack Obama used the word, I've read it in the Wall Street Journal, I've seen it on the nightly newscast. Mantra. And mantra comes from two Sanskrit words, man, M-A-N, which means mind, and tra, T-R-A, which means instrument or vehicle. So your mantra is a mind instrument or a mind vehicle. And it's that vehicle that takes you to stillness and silence by being an object of your attention. This allows you to drift away from any other thoughts, sounds, or physical sensations to this mantra. The mantra that we are going to use today, and we repeat the mantra silently over and over and over and over. And the one we're going to use today is known as the So Hum mantra. Deepak talks at length about this in his book, The Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire. The So Hum mantra is the mantra of manifestation. So let's try this. Why don't we get comfortable? Let's close our eyes. Let's take a deep breath in, a deep centering breath. And gently let go. Let's take another deep breath in. And release. And now let's gently close our eyes. And begin silently repeating so as you inhale and hum as you exhale. Remember, repeat it silently. Keep breathing. And this will be our meditation, the so hum meditation. How's that feel? So since this is the mantra of manifestation, right now, let's close our eyes. And let's bring our awareness to one intention that we have. Just one intention. It could be about anything. Something you'd like to manifest, or something you'd like to unfold in your life. Invite that intention in. Just invite it into your heart. Invite it into your physiology. Invite it into your soul. And now let's plant that intention like a seed in the fertile soil of your soul. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Let the universe work out the details. And now let's begin repeating the So Hum mantra. As you inhale, repeat so to yourself silently. And as you exhale, repeat hum silently. And when you notice that you've drifted away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations, and you will drift away to thoughts, to sounds, and physical sensations, then gently drift back to so hum, so hum. As you repeat the mantra, it may change. It may get faster or slower, louder or fainter, even though you're repeating it silently. It may become jumbled or distorted. You may forget it or lose it or let it slip away. whatever happens, just be very gentle about it. Don't scold yourself. This is meditation. And when you realize that you've drifted away, just gently drift back. And your meditation will be this gentle drifting back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. And that is the beauty of the mantra meditation. Don't judge your thoughts. Don't judge the sound. Don't judge any physical sensations. Don't judge anything. Just drift. Just drift. What we're doing each time we drift back to that mantra is disconnecting from activity, disconnecting from thoughts, disconnecting from sounds, disconnecting from sensations in the most gentle way. And the beauty of a mantra is that we use it for its vibrational quality. Thoughts have two components. They're silent and they have meaning. The beauty of the mantra is that it's silent, but it has no meaning. It's just a vibration, like the tick of a clock, like the chime in a clock tower, like a gong. Meaningless, just a vibration. And by repeating something over and over and over, simply for its vibrational quality, we disconnect from things that have meaning. And in that moment that we're disconnected from meaning, that we're disconnected from activity, in that moment, we experience the stillness and silence that rests within. We experience our pure, perfect, whole, enlightened, unconditional self. And whether that's for a billionth of a second, or for 10 seconds, or for 10 minutes, doesn't even matter. This is beyond space and time. This is pure stillness and silence. So let's begin our So Hum meditation. I'll watch the time, and when you hear my voice, just sit gently with your eyes closed. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. You can stop repeating your mantra now. You can stop repeating So Hum and come back to this world of activity. Take a deep breath in. And gently release. And become aware. How do you feel right now? How do your feet feel? How does your heart feel? How does your head feel? How do your shoulders feel? Has your face become a little more relaxed? Are you carrying as much weight on your shoulders, on your back? Just by tapping into stillness and silence for a few moments each day will transform your physiology, your emotional state, and your connection to Source. Your spirituality. So from the Chopra Center for Well-Being in Carlsbad, California, the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Have an amazing day. And peace. Namaste.